This week on HelpWithMySocialSecurity.com, the basics of file and suspend strategy. Hi, I'm Chris Stein, a finance instructor at Colorado State University and a certified financial planner.
And I'm Jim Sollinger, a certified financial planner. And welcome to this week on HelpWithMySocialSecurity.com.
So this week, we're going to talk about start talking about some strategies here on the blog that actually, over the past few years, have become more and more popular to be discussed in the news and financial advice columns and that sort of thing. If you go back a number of years, these types of strategies weren't really mentioned. People weren't paying that close attention, I think, to Social Security and the choices that you had. But you may or may not have heard of file and suspend. This all starts with the fact that and there's a couple of reasons that you might want to deploy this strategy, but this mostly is attractive to people who are spouses, they are married, which means that one of the spouses has a right to a spousal benefit on the other spouse's record. So let's take a hypothetical situation where we have the wife, who is the breadwinner and is currently working. The husband was mostly a stay-at-home or doesn't have much of a work record, so has not himself established much of a Social Security record, and they are both 66 right now. Well, at age 66, if they're 66 right today, that is their full retirement age, and that spousal benefit that the husband has a right to that we've discussed on previous blogs is equal to one half of his wife's full retirement age benefit, or what we refer to as the primary insurance amount, the PIA number. And at his full retirement age, he has the right to one half of that PIA of his wife's. If he had filed earlier, say as early as 62, his benefit would have been reduced. But in my scenario, they've both reached full retirement age. What a lot of people don't realize is, unlike your own benefit, which will continue to grow 8% per year until you reach age 70.
And those are called delayed retirement credits. Mm-hmm. After your full retirement age all the way up to age 70, mm-hmm. your benefit will grow 8% per year.
Right. But unlike that, on your own benefits, spousal benefits do not grow after your full retirement age. So there is no benefit to waiting. If you wait, you are simply giving up certain benefits that you could have been claiming. So maybe, let's say, for instance, the husband would like to start claiming that spousal benefit because it's not going to grow anymore by waiting, so there's no advantage. But the wife may be working still, or for whatever reason wants to wait and not claim their own benefit until age 70, when they've taken full advantage of all the delayed retirement credits that they are potentially owed.
Right, because in our example, both spouses are the same age, and that's key for this strategy to work. Spouses have to be within a few years of each other. In our very simplified example, they're the same age. Mm-hmm. And we have the wife was working. Let's say she was a physician, and she worked and earned a full Social Security earnings limits every year and has a very large benefit. Because she may have longevity in her life, she wants to maximize and get to age 70, and in other words, not claim until age 70, so she gets the biggest benefit possible. However, her husband gets no benefit whatsoever waiting to claim a spousal benefit after age 66. He gets no delayed retirement credits, and nor would his spousal benefit increase because his wife is delaying. It doesn't matter if anyone delays.
Right.
There is no increase in his benefit. He's entitled to 50% of her PIA. Her PIA is her primary insurance amount, which is essentially, Chris, what she's going to get at her full retirement age of 66. So although her retirement benefit will grow, his will not. Well, he wants to turn it on.
He does. And for those of you who have looked at or listened to our spousal benefits post previously, you know that in order to claim a spousal benefit, the door needs to be unlocked to access those benefits. And the act of unlocking that door happens when the working spouse, in this case the wife, files for their benefit. That's what unlocks the door. But we just said she wants to wait. Well, once you reach your full retirement age, you are allowed, you cannot do this before your full retirement age, but at your full retirement age and over, you are allowed to file and immediately suspend your benefits. then thus from that point on accruing any retirement, delayed retirement credits you might be owed. So that file can happen. She can file and immediately suspend her benefit. That permanently unlocks the door for her husband. She can then suspend and let her benefit grow to age 70, and he can begin collecting his spousal benefit.
Right. This all came about in the Senior Citizens Right to Work Act of 2000. And it was intended, so what if she didn't want to stop working? Mm-hmm. And she wanted to keep working? The idea was to say, hey, when a person reaches their full retirement age, they should be allowed to file so their spouse can begin collecting, but they should not penalize themselves and begin collecting a benefit that they may not want. So they allow you to suspend it. So in other words, as Chris uses the analogy, in order for the husband to get at his Social Security benefit, which is behind a locked door, the wife has to first unlock the door, and then the husband can walk into the room whenever he wants. In order to unlock the door, she must file. If she files, her benefit would begin at 66, and she'd lose any delayed retirement credits to age 70. So the government in 2000 passed a rule that said, no. You can file, or in other words, stick the key in the door and unlock it, so your spouse can walk through the door when they want, but you are allowed to now suspend it. In other words, say, hey, don't give me my money, even though I said I wanted it. I don't. Just keep accruing my benefit. And that's essentially what file and suspend is. It is a claiming strategy for couples to maximize spousal benefits.
Exactly. There are, although, cases that we will talk about in our next blog where a single person might want to deploy a similar scenario utilizing this file and suspend rule. We'll talk about that next time.
Right. I'll talk about that because I happen to be the single person here. And
perfect.
There is, I personally, unless the law changes, I'm 51, but when I reach 67, my full retirement age, which allows me to file and suspend, I will do it, even if I don't have a wife then. But we will talk about that next week. One final item. Anybody listening to our blog post, if you want, we do offer a Social Security analysis. We don't talk about that enough, Chris. We do offer to people throughout the nation a Social Security analysis for $75, where we will help analyze your Social Security benefits, we'll maximize your benefits, and hold a one-hour consultation. If you're in Northern Colorado, that'll be in person. If you live in another state, that will be over the phone, where we'll teach you and explain to you the reasoning and rationale behind the rules and regulations that maximized your Social Security benefits.
Great. So thank you for this week, and we will look forward to speaking with you next week.
Securities offered through Cambridge Investment Research Incorporated, broker-dealer, member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through Cambridge Investment Research Advisors Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Jim Solnier, LLC, and Cambridge are not affiliated.